Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Little Chet Gets Bullied by Nat Williams is an engaging children's story, introducing us to a tiny chick who is constantly bullied by a much larger and stronger antagonist. She's given excellent advice by a wise old friend and is able to change the course of the bully's negative and hurtful behavior. An excellent addition to any home or school-based children's library, Nat is an elementary school teacher in the Pittsburgh Public School District, teaching children for over 30 years. His love for children began in high school, where he coached 7-8-year-old baseball players. During the summer months in college, Nat taught archery at a camp in Maine. Upon graduating college, did substitute teaching along with coaching girls' gymnastics. He eventually landed a full-time employment with the Pittsburgh Public Schools. He's ended his coaching career and has decided to concentrate on writing children's books. He hopes that children will not only enjoy his books, but also learn from them. Nat Williams, author of Little Chick Gets Bullied, is our guest on This Week in America. Nat, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure, and you're doing an excellent job in this transition to writing children's books. Job well done. This book is excellent, receiving excellent reviews. What was the motivation, the inspiration for writing this book, Little Chick Gets Bullied?
Well, as you mentioned, Rick, I'm an elementary teacher in the Pittsburgh Public School District. First, I have to give a shout out to all my kids at Linden Elementary School. I saw that there are a lot of kids who have problems being bullied. I went online to try to find some books to help them, and I didn't find anything that I thought was appropriate for the elementary age level. So I decided to write my own book.
And you've done an excellent job. The book, by the way, and we'll give you this throughout the program, Little Chicks Get Bullied. Nat Williams is the author. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. Link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get all of that information. I'm thinking as I'm reading the background and all of the decades that you've spent with young people, you've seen your share of bullying. Have you ever been bullied? Is this something that you've experienced firsthand in your life?
I went to a school where I was one of only 4 African-American families out of a school population of 300, Rick. And at that time, there was still a lot of racism. And I wasn't physically bullied. It was more mental. I was called a lot of derogatory names. When I was in high school, I only weighed 105 pounds. So I wasn't one to start a fight, but I learned how to deal with it.
You know, it's interesting because so often we think of bullying and we think of physical bullying, and there are so many other forms of that. And you were talking about that, what you were subjected to as you were going through school. How did you handle the bullying problem when you were faced with this? And as you said, you weren't going to take on too many people in a fight situation. How did you handle bullying mentally and physically?
I use humor. Let me give you an example. There's this boy who told me he didn't like black people. Are you familiar with the candy Chuckles?
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, for those who aren't familiar, it's a packet and it has 5 different flavors. And one of those flavors is licorice, which is black. So me and one of my friends, we were in study hall one day, and we slid this black Chuckle to this kid. And he took it and he chucked it all the way across the hall. And we started laughing. And even he started to laugh. And he never bothered me again. So a lot of times, humor can help alleviate the situation.
You know, it's interesting. It's sort of overlooked, but all of a sudden you're laughing and he's laughing. And there's that common bond that maybe you were missing up to that point. Nat Williams, our guest on the program. His book is Little Chick Gets Bullied. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. The book is receiving excellent reviews. As I say, a lot of libraries are adding this. A lot of families are adding this for a talking point to get together, let the children read the book back and forth, and talk about it. I like the acronym HIT, HIT. How did you come up with that?
Well, HIT stands for Humor, Ignore, and Tell. And as I said, a lot of this is what I used when I was growing up. H stands for humor. Bullies looking for confrontation, so using humor surprises them. If a bully picks on someone by saying, you have a big head, I would say it's hereditary. My mom has a big head. My dad has a big head. Wait till you see grandma's head. So by using humor like that, they're not expecting that. They don't know what to say. They're not expecting people to make fun of themselves. The I stands for ignore. Instead of saying something that could be confrontational, just walk away. And I find that a lot of young people have a hard time doing that, Rick. They
Yes.
want to get into a physical confrontation. And as they say, violence begets violence. So ignoring, walking away, that's something hard for these young kids to do. And finally, the letter T stands for tell. They need to tell someone. A lot of times I'll ask them, did you tell anybody? And, a lot of these kids are afraid to tell someone for some reason. It doesn't have to be an adult. I tell them, tell a friend. Just tell somebody that's going to do something to help you out.
And this is all based on what Nat's seen, not only in his life personally, but what he's witnessed in over 30 years of teaching in the Pittsburgh Public School District. The book is Little Chick Gets Bullied. It's so well done, such a positive message that we'll be talking about during the course of the program. And I know Aesop is something that you talk about. How did Aesop have an influence on you and your writing?
Oh, I love Aesop fables. And thing I like best about Aesop fables were that he always told a lesson. There was a moral to the story. And when I write my books, I try to teach the kids a lesson. I even read it to my class now. They're not familiar with Aesop. I always read them my favorites: the ant and the grasshopper, the boy who cried wolf, tortoise and the hare. So I love the lesson that he tried to teach his readers.
Well, you were a good student of Aesop because you've got that lesson in your book, Little Chick Gets Bullied. Children's book and children are reading this. Let's talk about parents. What can parents take away from this book? And I think this book is maybe as important for parents as it is for children.
Yeah, the key for the parents, you try to teach your child while they're young. This probably won't work for a teenage child. Parents need to talk to their child about what's happening at school, not only to their child, but to their child's friend. In case the child's afraid to tell their parent what's going on, their friend may be able to tell them later on. So that's what I want parents to get from this. Please speak to your child about what's happening at school.
It's so important, and why I said this is sort of a must-have book at home and at libraries. It's a very important message that is so well delivered by Nat Williams, our guest on This Week in America. The book is A Little Chick Gets Bullied. I mentioned now you're shifting, spending your time writing other books. What will be Little Chick's next adventure? I see a lot of adventures that Little Chick can engage in.
I think the little chick's next adventure will be a lesson on respect, Rick.
Interesting.
I see a lot of young people today, they have no respect for adults. If you look in the news, you see young people throwing bottles at the police. If they don't respect the police, how do we expect them to respect their neighbor, their teacher,
Yes.
anyone of authority? So, I think the little chick might learn how to respect adults.
How is that book coming? Are you working on it currently?
No, I haven't started it yet. I'm still gathering some information, and now that the school year has started, I'm a little bit busier. So I plan on working that during the school year and try to finish it up by the summer.
Let's talk about that for a second. Once you get an idea, bullying was the first idea, which you write about in Little Chick Gets Bullied. You're talking about doing one on respect, and that's a great second topic. Once you get that idea, how long does it take? For example, let's go to Little Chick Gets Bullied. You had this idea. Getting it to the point of having it published, taking this message, figuring out how you can relay the message so the children will be engaged and then respond to the message, it's so critical, you know, the wording, not overstating something, capturing their attention. How difficult, how challenging a process is that once you get the idea, before you feel like, okay, this is the right messenger?
See, it's a lot easier for me than it might be for someone else, because I have a classroom where I have an audience. So when I wrote another book, The Little Chick, which I took to my class and I read it to them before I got it published. After I read it to them, they started applauding. I'm like, whoa, you know.
Yeah.
They really like this, or, you know, they're afraid of me. They're afraid to say anything. But I usually preview with my class and see what their thoughts are. And then, you know, I go back and either make changes. So it's nice to have a little audience before I do the final copy.
Well, I like that. Mr. Williams focus group. I mean, that is every day you were fighting for their attention and to hold it during the course of the class so you can get the message across. What's it like then from the students sitting out there, the fact that you talk to them, you give them some idea about the book, and suddenly you walk in and you've got a copy of your book, your name on it, your story that's published. What's it like for the students having an author as a teacher?
A lot of them didn't believe me at first. I had one girl who went and she read about the author to see if I was telling the truth. I tried to joke with my class, so she must have thought I was joking. And like I said, she went, grabbed my book. She goes, oh, yeah, you really did write this. So, but other than that, they just see me as their teacher. They don't see me as an author.
Nat Williams, our guest on the program. The book is Little Chick Gets Bullied. You'll find it. We'll go through some of the places. It's basically all over. I'll throw out there Amazon, because that's where most of us think about for getting books. And talking about forms of bullying, I talked about physical, I talk about mental. Let's talk about cyberbullying. That was not an issue as I was growing up, but certainly as you look out over your classroom, all of the young people there are potential victims. What about cyberbullying? Bullying. What impact does that have on these young minds?
Well, Rick, you know, with cell phones today, you'd be surprised. I bet you half of my class had cell phones. Amazing. And they're only 8-year-olds.
Wow.
And we had a lot of kids who would get messages on their phones, calling them names and things like that. So even HIT can even work with that problem. If somebody's sending a text, use humor back. Don't say anything derogatory. Ignore the person. You don't have to say anything back. And tell someone, show someone the text they sent. So, HIT can also help with cyber bullying these days.
So we're back to HIT, and if you learned anything from the program today to motivate you to buy the book and to share that with family members, it's HIT, H-I-T, and we've got a few minutes left. We'll wrap that up before we leave the program here today. What is the one lesson that you would like kids to take from your book? Is there any key takeaway? There's a lot there, but one that really sticks out that when it's over with, you want them to remember this.
I want them to remember. Basically, it's tell someone.
Yes.
You know, a lot of these kids, you see older kids who commit suicide. They don't tell anyone what's going on. For the younger kids, they let it build up until they want to punch someone. So my thing is, once again, tell someone. It doesn't have to be a teacher. It could be your friend. It could be an older student. Just find someone who can help you with your problem.
How difficult is it for them to tell? There's always that stigma that I'm going to get called out if I say anything, and the problem won't go away. In fact, the problem will even get worse. How difficult is it to tell? I would think that would be a very difficult step for many to take.
Oh, it is, Rick. Very. A couple years ago, I believe, they came out with no snitching.
Yes, yes.
And so kids, they see that and they're like, I'm not snitching on him. You know, I'm not going to snitch. I'm not going to be a snitch. So they see that and they don't want to tell on that person who's being a bully. So it's really hard for us. And that's why I try at this young age. I try to tell them, you know, telling on someone is not snitch.
Yes.
It's not being a snitch if that person's hurting somebody else. But like you said, it's really hard for them to get that through their heads.
Nat Williams with us on the program. The book is A Little Chick Gets Bullied. I mentioned Amazon. The book basically is available wherever books are sold. Is there a best place that you recommend people to pick up a copy of the book?
I would say Amazon, and make sure they give me 5 stars.
Yes. Yeah. Do the review in 5 stars.
But it's like you said, Rick, it's available a lot of places. Go to Amazon, read it to your young child, and try to tell them that violence is not the answer. You know, I'll get a lot of kids that say, well, my mom told me that if someone hits me, to hit them back. And that's also something that is hard for us to get through their heads, that, you know, you can solve your problem without being physical.
And we come back to hit. Do that one more time. And I really like the humor aspect of this. And you know firsthand that worked. That diffused a lot of difficult situations that you faced by dealing with it with humor.
Yeah, Rick. As I said, the time I was growing up, humor helped me a lot. I wasn't, you know, 6'5", 200 pounds. I was a 108-pound weakling. So I had to come up with something that would help me diffuse these situations. And as I said, you know, using humor, if that worked 90% of the time, if not walking away. I was a little bit reluctant myself to tell on those bullies. So I know where the kids are coming from.
And, you know, as adults, we could take at least a couple of those. So many situations we get into, if we dealt with humor as the recourse, we'd be a lot better off. And sometimes, like you said, ignoring, walk away, or get out of that Facebook group if there's something on there, rather than, just responding and prolonging the agony with something, just walking away from it. A minute or so left in the program. Nat Williams, our guest on the program. What has this been like for you, this writing process and getting the excellent reviews and knowing that your message will shape the lives of young people? You shape the lives of young people in the classroom every day, but they're kids all around the world that will benefit from the book, Little Chicks Get Bullied. You'll never even know who are out there reading it. What's this like for you?
Yeah, it's really fun, Rick. That's why I'm still in education, because I want to try to help these kids. The world today is not like it was when we were growing up. You know, I even look at the music. It's not the same. So if I can get through their head that there are alternatives to violence, like they say, if I can reach one child, then it was worth it.
Well, the book is so well done. You'll find it at, again, Amazon, all the usual places. Go to our website. You'll be able to link on as well. Nat Williams, our guest on the program. The book, Little Chick Gets Bullied, is an engaging story addressing and providing useful strategies. So it's not just talking about this, but giving the parents and the child some useful strategies in stopping bullying behavior. Nat, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Best of luck. I know you're quite busy in the classroom, but I'd love to see what you're going to do with the topic of respect, something that's very crucial to all of us today. And once you get the work done on that book, please let me know and we can talk about that as well. Congratulations on the success of Little Chick Gets Bullied, and thank you for being with us on the program.
Thanks for having me, Rick. It was a pleasure.
Great having you with us on the show. Again, Nat Williams. The book is Little Chick Gets Bullied. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. And link on to our website and get more information as well, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.